This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Naija Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
And a good morning, and a good afternoon, and a good evening. No matter the time of the day or the season of the year where they hear this voice, it doesn't matter between they listen to your number one podcast. On Opconas NG. My name never change. I still Rajida Bayomi Paul, the longest man on the microphone center, Arsenal's number one, Omo Ibile, your favorite local man. And just yesterday, just last night, our darling team Arsenal Cruz enter inside with him with the quarterfinals of the UEFA Europa League second tier competition for inside mainstream Europe. And yes, we don't pack ourselves. Enter inside the next stage for inside the competition. You need to sweep everything, go down yesterday for inside the Emirates Stadium. But we just take solace in the fact say we do well, very, very well in the first leg of that particular tie. Many things go wrong, Sha, from the selection. Me, I not to blame the manager because in gas to rotate in team. We don't say at the tail end of the season we did and a time for you to start to rotate your team if you want the best out of them. Considering the fact, say, our player, Thomas Partey, no to defeat, but the struggle for forms ever since he don't come back from an injury. So our coach, Aukochi, bringing Dani Ceballos, and of course, Mohamed Elneny. But Dani Ceballos, that guy in Matar really surprised me. A Spaniard, Dana is the name we would call Spanish players. A Spaniard and a Spanish midfielder that will not sabi control ball well, control midfield, hold ball, dribble player, pass ball when the time don't the right to pass ball. I don't understand how a Spanish midfielder no go eye to spot say this my player don't dey free. Make I give him final pass to take create goal. He do the same thing for first leg of this tie when he refused to pass to Aubameyang. And some Aubameyang for just face post a goal score, and some couple of minutes later, Ingo cause error where Olympiacos still get one with a score for the first leg. The same thing we do yesterday in CL Nani, just in front of him, the pass where him and Nani have been exchanged alongside Kieran Tierney. He don't dispossess the Olympiacos defense, even the stabilizer and join. But me about pass give Nani as Nani don't open for the flanks. To take carry ball, Waka, go create a scoring chance. Baba won not make. Now from there, then collect ball for your hand, I go to score us. He don't really sure say Dani Ceballos no be that number 10 role fit him. Me, I don't quite even know the role we fit himself for inside us now. But we move. Thank God. So yesterday, that 1-0 defeat, really go down bad on us. As if we say we don't finish work from the first leg. Our coach, Mikel Arteta, we could just trust in process, the process where in the try, carry us through, because you don't show, say, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang himself, if he make mistake, indeed prone to mistake, forget if I say, now we are best player and our captain, Baba himself, if he make mistake, one-on-one, whoever miss, from midfield, carry ball, run, go face keeper, still play ball, go over. Number two, again, the pass with Gabriel Martinelli, we can give Baba, see Baba score, Baba play the first one, goalkeeper, catch him. The boy enter inside in part again. He does a bicycle kick, ball go over the bar. Many things go wrong yesterday. Also, Gabriel Martinelli, we don't know what he need to do for ourselves, for Mikel Arteta to start him for inside the team. He can't even say Mikel Arteta done the toe the part of Arsene Wenger. We will say after he get one excellent result, the next result will be humiliating one. We move on to the next one. I'm going to look what in the draw will give us today. And not to the next one, we will play West Ham United for their home with the London Stadium. We will pack a 2-1 win over them in the first leg. We couldn't forget West Ham United. Then they in the run, in the mix for top four finish this season. And they don't do very, very, very good this season. They don't be average side at all this season. David Moyes only really improved them with players like Mikel Antonio, Saidu Benrahma, and of course, Jarrod Bowen, not forgetting Declan Rice, Thomas Suchek, also all of them. The inside. More the hope say about the end of the weekend, we'll go do another podcast of an Arsenal week. My name never changed. I'm Paul, the longest man on the microphone center. Arsenal's number one, your favorite local man. My people, make sure you enjoy.
Up Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.